Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shagged, Married, Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey, who just now has officially lost the plot, but all will be revealed in this week's beef, which was a different beef, but now it's a brand new beef.
Fantastic. Look forward to that.
Can't wait.
Excellent. So this is episode 22, guys. Thank you so much for listening. And obviously, before we start, a quick word from this week's lucrative sponsor.
Make it quick. It's not lucrative. It's not real.
Millions.
Still haven't got one.
Millions.
Raging.
This week's sponsor is shelves.
I do like a shelf.
Hey. Mm. You want to look at something, but you don't want to touch it that often? Put it on a shelf.
Great.
You want it up there out your way? You want to be able to see it? Put that bad boy on a shelf. Eh? You need a shelf. Hey, do you want something to be accessible, but not all of the time? Get that bad lad on a shelf, yeah? Have you got something that you don't want to be using and touching and getting in the way all the time, but guess what? It's too nice to go in a cupboard. Get yourself a shelf. Put it up there. Look at it. Like it. Love it.
That was
shelves.
Shelf it. That's how we should have finished that.
Hey, they're on your wall. So that's all. Shelves.
Something you always forget to put up.
Yeah. What?
You, personally.
Me, personally?
Yeah.
No, I'll put them all up now because I'm sponsored by shelves.
Great. Is that, are you done?
Yes.
Still looking for a sponsor? Thank you.
Good. But we've got one. And it's shelves.
Here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back. This is, yes, episode 22. A bit of a strange one this week because we have a poorly little boy in bed and we literally have a time frame.
It's of crazy, isn't it?
About 3 hours.
Yeah.
Over two separate days to record this podcast because we have shocking childcare this week.
Shocking childcare. If you're listening, which I know one of you is and the other two aren't, Mom and Dad, who don't even listen to the podcast, my dad generally asked us what it was called again the other day. That was great. Fun. My mom and dad have just pissed off.
And my dad?
Yeah. Your dad's that bad, I forgot about him. My mom and dad pissed off on a cruise, which is selfish. So they're on a cruise, hoping that sinks. And
my mum is gardening with her friend,
which is ridiculous.
And my dad is at work.
Yeah.
Selfish.
Unbelievable. So Robin's upstairs, not well, bless him. He's got a little bug and it's giving him like wind and he can't get rid of it, bless him. So
I know, and he's been vomiting.
Yeah.
And now I've got the fear that I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
So I've literally washed my hands about 1,700 times today.
Wonderful.
Should
I not have come in and licked all his toys?
That's how I get hungry, isn't it?
That's how I get back in the house. That's how I mark my territory when I come back in. Should I not have done that? Oh, I'm going to get ill.
Do you know what's really bad? I've literally left him, put him to bed at 5:30, so I'm terrified what he's going to get up at 4:00 in the morning. But I've just left him upstairs in bed with the bowl next to him.
Oh,
and I'm kind of just hoping
that he'd just be sick in the bowl. This is terrible. If social services listen to this, he's gone.
I Googled it. He can't choke.
Yeah.
Because they've got really good, the refluxes are good enough when he's 3.5. He's
right,
not like a baby. He can't physically choke.
Oh, right.
Because he's not drunk or anything.
Is he not?
Not tonight.
Handle his drink. I've been putting it away the day. He's not even drunk. Wow.
But, terrible. The only thing I'm thinking is he's in our bed.
Yeah.
Sheets are going to be lifting.
Yeah.
He's vomited on my jumper just before.
The joys of parenting.
Great, innit?
Brilliant.
So that's nice.
That's what we're up to.
But we're just going to get this done because we didn't want to miss a week, did we? Obviously, if something really terrible happened, then we couldn't. Mm. But
it's always the fear in it, missing a week. I don't know what would happen. I think everyone would just go, no podcast this week, and we'll go, no, and then there'll be another one next week. But, you know, guys, we know that you're enjoying it, so we're trying to just keep you out. I mean, it's mainly for us. I just want to check the podcast charts every week and just know that it's there.
Yeah.
If it drops down out of the top 10, I think I'll cry.
Yeah, it's nothing to do with you guys. It's all to do with us. Selfish. Selfish.
So what have you been up to other than nursing a poorly child, Rosemary?
I have been... Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. I went to see Celine Dion at Hyde Park.
Oh, yeah.
And the tickets were free.
Gallivanting.
Which was amazing.
Unbelievable.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much. Sony Music give us them.
Which is
crazy. Heidi, and I know she's listening. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Heidi. Apparently, Rosie said she got there and, you know, Rosie got the tickets because apparently, Heidi, you're a big fan of the podcast. Don't know if you'd noticed, there's two people on this podcast, Heidi, but, you know, thanks. Thanks for giving me wife tickets to her favourite artist. Yeah.
Took my sister. Had a lovely time.
Great. Yeah. Took her sister. Yeah. You know, Kate who does Shag Mouth. Oh, no, hold on. That's Chris.
You said you didn't want to come.
Because I don't want to go and see Celine Dion. Because she's not
my
favourite.
All right, then. Well, thing. Shut your face.
Right. Well, all I'm saying is Sony Music, right? I'm going on your website, Heidi. I'm seeing who you represent. I'll be expecting a phone call or an email.
That's a good idea, actually. Could we do that? Do you think that could... Heidi?
Nah, Heidi, I'm totally joking. Thank you for getting rid of Rosie for the weekend. It was awesome. I went to a surprise 60th party.
Yeah, you did.
And I got steaming drunk.
Yeah, you did.
And I was sick the next day.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I had to push the button. Had to push that button.
You are encroaching on some of my beefs, Christopher. Yeah.
If you don't know what pushing the button is, by the way, for everyone listening, it's when you wake up really hungover and you think, I'm probably going to be sick. Will being sick make me feel better? Get them two fingers, push that button.
I've never done that in my life.
Right at the back of your mouth. Plug unk. Do it when you're over the toilet, because if you push that button on the way...
Would you stop saying
it's an early push.
Did it make you feel better?
No, it made me feel... I had to go back to bed. It was horrible. What was really funny, my friend's... mom, whose surprise 60th it was, the dad had took an amazingly ridiculous sort of lie. He'd made this ridiculous lie to kind of throw her off the scent of the surprise party. So he told his wife, he was like, right, look, Friday night, we're going to an engagement party. Yeah. Right. Which was the surprise party that she didn't know. It was like, you're going to an engagement party. And to throw off the scent that she was having a surprise party on the Friday night, he also told her that we're going on holiday the next day.
No, and were they
no, they weren't. It was to throw her off the scent. She fucking packed and everything.
You are joking.
I swear to God. So I was like, it's all right, I've sorted it. She thinks she's gone on holiday tomorrow, so I've thrown off the scent. And I was like, so, but she's not going on holiday. I was like, no, she's not. This is the surprise.
That's the worst surprise ever.
It's like an anti-surprise.
That's so... I'd rather have a holiday.
Well, of course. Yeah. So imagine, I mean, worst case scenario, should have turned up. And, oh, it's a surprise. Oh, it's not an engagement. Hey, no, it's a surprise party for me. Oh, well, I can't drink too much because I'm going on a holiday tomorrow. About that.
Yeah. No, you're not. Sorry, Karen. It's not happening.
Thankfully, though, bless her, she had the surprise and she said almost immediately, she went, so I guess I'm not going on holiday tomorrow, am I?
Oh, well, that's good.
It worked out really well. But what a buffoon.
Bless her. While we're talking about that, actually, just quickly, if you ever do a surprise party for me,
right?
Not that you would, but this is just, I've been meaning to tell you this for years, right?
Great.
If you ever do,
make
sure you tell us that it's something really good. And that I dress nice.
Okay.
That's my nightmare.
Right. Oh, what? Like you turn up at your surprise party?
Well, I just think, right, if I knew, I've never really had a birthday party for myself or anything. The biggest party I've had is my wedding.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Did you hear that, guys? Did you hear that, guys? Did you hear that? You know what that is? That's Heidi's patter rubbing off on you. You're the only one, aren't you? Eh? That marriage, that was day of Rosie got married to Rosie.
I actually said the biggest day I've ever had was my wedding.
My party. The biggest party I ever had was my wedding.
So, shush, would you keep the Ben is in bed vomiting. Would you please keep your voice down?
Sorry, mother of the year. I don't want to piss off to see Celine Dion again.
Stop. So, my biggest fear is that I'll turn up at my surprise party.
Yeah.
Dressed like shit because I thought it was just some two-bit engagement party.
Fantastic. Right.
Do you know how it, man?
No, no.
If you
well,
told
I know it's
me,
no,
oh,
I know
it's
now.
Such and such as engagement party, I'd be like, all right, cool, okay. Oh well, I'll wear that dress I wore for that wedding yeah. then, and oh, I'll just hoi my hair up because you know I'll just be sitting in a corner getting pissed.
Got you.
No, you've got to make. You'll have to be like, right, Rosie, we're going. To like the Royal Variety,
right?
But it's in Shields, and yeah, I booked you to get your hair done. Like, you'll have to tell us that it's something really, really
okay.
huge.
Okay,
okay.
Now I'm gonna go the other way. What I'm gonna do is right. I'm gonna have it in. I'm gonna rent out a full restaurant or like a takeaway, like Indian takeaway. I'm gonna rent out a full one. Tables on the side. Get the whole place done. I'm gonna spend tens of thousands on it. The whole thing, and it's shut for the day. It's gonna be massive, amazing. Might knock it through to the next one. Everyone's gonna be there. Beautiful Ocean Road Indian sort of buffet and everything, okay. right? But I'm actually just gonna say to you, Rosie, will you nip and pick the takeaway up, please? So that you drive down in your pajamas and you walk in. And everyone you've ever met's there, and it's been like £1 million refurbishment.
Oh no!
Oh, it'll be great.
That's
you'll have that cap on that makes your face look tiny. Cap you sometimes wear on your Instagram that makes sure you got a pee head. Oh, it'll be great, and I'll be there in a tux, going. Honestly, she just doesn't put the effort in anymore. Do you see what I live with?
Please don't do that. Don't, because you would. That's not funny. I would be really upset. And I'm not even that vain. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm not a massively vain person.
Actually, not.
I would just hate to turn up and look like shit.
Mind. It'll be a summer garden party Great. In our garden.
I love them.
But I'll send you out to water the hanger baskets.
Right, in me socks and me flip-flops. Perfect. Perfect. Yeah.
And I'll lock the door behind you. There's Pims, everyone's in summer dresses. You're in your flip-flops.
In me lounge pants.
With a hose. Babadoo, 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 ba. Okay. It's time for what's your beef?
What's your beef? What's your beef? What's your beef? Beef, 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 beef. I genuinely feel a little bit sick.
Do you really?
Just to let you know.
Oh, God.
I've got the bug. I've got the virus.
Oh, she's got it. What's your beef? Ladies first.
Okay. Right. Well, I mean, I did have a different beef.
Good.
But I have erased that beef
yeah.
until next week
yeah.
because you have literally just got home
yeah.
about half an hour ago.
Uh-huh.
I bought a soap dispenser from Home Bargains yesterday.
Stop showing off.
To get Robin to wash his hands more often.
Yeah.
And when you go next to it, it's motion sensor. It plays Baby Shark.
Yeah.
It's been there since yesterday. You haven't seen it. You've only just seen it now.
Yeah.
You walk past the bathroom
uh-huh.
and it went off because it like picks up on the walking and stuff, okay?
Yes.
You went into the bathroom.
Yeah.
And you smashed it. You smashed it.
I couldn't work out how to make it stop, and I was confused. And it was a new thing in my house that I'd never seen. Basically, this was the human version of, you know, them videos on the internet where they put a cucumber behind a cat and the cat turns around and goes, fuck that! It was like that.
Why would you smash it?
Right.
Why wouldn't you just wait until I came downstairs? Because I was on my way downstairs.
Uh-huh.
Why wouldn't you wait until I came downstairs and go, Rosie, this won't go off. What? How does it work? What happened? You've literally smashed the top of it and took the batteries out like a raven lunatic.
In my defense, it was playing Baby Shark.
Okay, yes, it's very annoying.
Yeah.
But Chris, why would you just break
okay.
it? That is so fucked up.
Yeah,
that
okay.
you just took it apart, dismantled it, and you couldn't wait 30 seconds until I came downstairs.
Right.
No, you do not get to speak.
I can't.
Because this is the worst thing you've ever done.
It's the worst thing I've ever done.
Is.
It was about a quid.
I'm
Listen.
Sorry, but no, it's not the principle of how much it is, right?
Right.
It's the fact that you just thought that you could just smash it.
Right. Can I now defend myself, please?
I don't.
Right?
There's no coming back from this for me.
Also, you won't listen at all, right? This
no,
is what
well,
happened,
you can
right?
try. Go.
So, we were upstairs in bed there with Robin, making sure he's all right, rubbing his little back. And you said, look, let's just go and get all the podcast equipment out. Let's get it done. I went, right, no problems. I came down. I sort of got the stuff, kind of got ready to take it through. And I walked past the bathroom and it went, and I'm like, what the hell's this? I didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked back down the corridor and into the bathroom and I picked it up and I thought, why is this doing this? Right. And then it went baby, and it was going baby, and it kept clicking like that. And I'm going, what the hell is going on? So one, I'm thinking, what the fuck is this? Two, I'm thinking, I can't shout up to her or take it up there because Robin's asleep and he's going to wake up. Three, I'm thinking, I didn't know you were on your way down. And three, I'm thinking, we have got to record a podcast. we can't record a podcast with this sensitive equipment that, you know, that we've got in this room, in the next room. So I'm holding it and it's going. And I just tapped it. I just tapped it. Listen to me.
No.
I swear. I just tapped. Nah. Look, it's not my fault. I've got sweet, sweet muscles, right?
I
tapped it on the windowsill and it stopped. And I went, oh, great. And I put it down and it went. Beep, and I tapped it again. And it went beep, and I tapped it again, and the lid came off.
Now,
listen, the top bit of the thing came off, and I thought, okay. And I honestly went to grab one of the batteries. There's three little tiny penny battery things in. I went to pull one of them out. All of them came out. The wires came out.
Nah.
And that was that.
Nah, I can't. You are a lying piece of shit. I can't even look at you.
Was he?
I can't even. You've defaced that. I swear to God. I'm sorry, but that is shocking.
Right. The top bit came off with the little speaker and the thing in, right? Does it still dispense soap?
No, yes. It doesn't sing Baby Shark anymore.
Well, I'll stand next to it and I'll sing Baby Shark when I thing it.
You, right? Honestly, you're going to hell, you
I can
mate.
Fix it. Oh, I'm going to hell for that. Unbelievable.
You're a liar.
What I've just said is 100% true.
Vandalism.
I'm a vandalism, am I?
Yes.
I'm a vandalism.
You are. If vandalism had a picture next to it in the dictionary, it would be a picture of you.
Good.
Yeah, things to thing when you were little, did you? Hey, little shit.
Set things to thing. I'm a vandalism, set things to thing. And earlier you said it's not the principle of how much it cost, which was the two things around about. Tell you what, next time you're in Home Bargains, don't buy shitty little things that dispense fucking soap and sing songs. Why don't you buy yourself a dictionary so you know what the fuck you're talking about?
I'm really tired. I did not sleep well last night. We haven't even hugged. We've been in for half an hour. We haven't hugged. We haven't said hello. You broke me new soap thing.
I'm doing a podcast.
Livid.
This is the first fucking conversation we've had today.
I'm having a fight.
I'm swearing a lot. I'm going to have to stop swearing.
We're literally having an argument.
I'm getting excited.
I need a glass of wine.
Hey, don't we all? Don't we all?
Wait, what's your beef? I think you should skip the beefs this week because I feel that you've really upset me.
I can't believe you're so upset.
I can't believe I've married a murderer.
Listen, warn me if you're going to buy something that dispenses music when I'm walking around the house on my own, right? I've been watching Stranger Things. I watched stuff that's frightening on the telly and I'm walking around and I hear a child in the fucking... I keep swearing. I hear a child in the bathroom singing Baby Shark and I don't know what it is. And I tapped it a bit too hard because I was frightened. Do you want the truth? Eh? You happy now? I was a little bit scared. I thought I was going to do it, and you were going to go, no, that doesn't make any noise. Chris, what's wrong with you?
You're digging a bigger hole for yourself. Right, what's your beef?
My beef with you.
Arsehole.
Wow. My beef with you this week.
Yeah. What?
Rosemarino Ramsey, if Instagram is true. You have been doing this for a long time.
Oh, what's that?
And
being
I noticed
too nice.
I noticed it the other day. You will pour yourself a glass of juice, right? It's... awful to witness, right? You will pour yourself a glass, you know what I'm going to say?
You will pour yourself
a glass of juice, right? Full, big, massive cup of juice, right? And you will sit next to us and you will drink that juice in one go, right? But, however, that's not, for people listening, that's not downing it in one go quickly. What Rosie does is, she drinks it at the speed that it would normally take someone to drink a drink. So it takes her a couple of minutes, but it never leaves her mouth. As she's doing it. So she just sits with you and she's got the cup on there and she just goes. She's breathing into the glass and you can hear it like it's inside your own head and just sits there with the glass just tilted. But on her phone normally, so her phone's held up even higher and you're like you're wearing a snorkel, right? Looking like a dog with a snout and just. Three and a half minutes I timed you the other day. It took you to finish a drink. And I sat, it was horrible. I did. I whipped my phone out and I timed it. It was literally, you had the glass to your face for 3.5 minutes. It literally sounded like Darth Vader giving someone a blowjob. It's the worst thing I've ever heard. And you do it all the time. Do an Instagram video of you doing it on Friday when the podcast comes out, just so everyone can witness it.
No, I don't. I don't feel like I do this that often.
The time.
Right, okay. All right, then. Well, yeah. All right.
Good comeback.
Yeah.
Where's the Savlon for me burns?
Just enjoy a glass of juice want to make it last a bit longer, and I like to stay hydrated.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right, all right then.
Just go and do it in another room.
Oh, fuck off.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's now time for...
Question from the public.
What's been going on? So, guys, every time you get in touch, a little fairy gets its wings. So please keep sending emails, shagmoundanoid@gmail.com.
Indeed. We've had loads of messages about oxtails. Remember I talked about oxtails last week?
Right.
Oxtails is a Scottish word.
Uh-huh.
And my mum's mum, my great-grandma was Scottish.
It's already tenuous. That's the kind of thing. My mum's was Scottish is the kind of thing an English person says when he turns up at a wedding in a kilt. Do you know them dickheads?
Yeah, shouting
oxtails. Yeah, they turn up and they go, oh, I've got the kilt. And you go, one, you're showing the bride up. Stop it. Mm. And you go, right, what? How Scottish are you? And they go, oh, like, I love Iron Brew. And you go, oh, you're a dick.
No, genuinely though. So it's not that far removed. So it was my mum's nana.
Your mum's nana.
Yeah, so
your great nana.
My great nana was Scottish, so I think that's where it's come from.
And she had manky oxtails.
She's well.
But it genuinely means armpits.
It does.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. Question.
Yeah.
Please help me.
No. Next question.
That's how it starts. Please help me. My friend Melissa eats spaghetti bolognese with rice.
Sorry.
The thought of this actually scares me. I'm from Newcastle, fellow Geordie. She's from, is it Worcester?
Worcester, yeah. Is it spelled Worcester?
Yeah.
It's Worcester.
Worcester. Is it a north-south divide thing? Please help another Geordie stuck in the Midlands with what I think is a bunch of rice-eating weirdos. Thanks, and that's from Karen. We are both listening.
Wow.
Okay, what are you going to say?
I was going to say, is it bolognese? You said spaghetti bolognese with
this
rice.
This is what I'm thinking. She's put spaghetti bolognese with rice. So I'm thinking, is it the spaghetti? Is it like the pasta and the bolognese and then the rice? Or is it just the bolognese with the rice? Because I do that as well.
Yeah. So my thoughts here are, if it's spaghetti, the pasta and the bolognese with rice, how many carbs do you need? What the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe she's going to do a marathon.
Maybe. Carbon up. Or if it's just the bolognese sauce with rice, are they not just eating chilli, you maniac?
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. I've done that before when we've had leftover bolognese and I've had rice with it.
Tell you what's really nice if you've got leftover bolognese sauce.
What is?
Bolognese sauce
on
toast with melted cheese on top.
Yeah.
So good.
That does sound good. Really also good. In a jack of potato.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you know what I find really irritating about you?
Wow.
Do you want to know?
What is it?
You love bolognese.
Yeah.
But you don't like chilli.
I don't like chilli.
Essentially the exact same thing.
Nah, it's not.
Oh, I'm sorry, but it is.
Bolognese is more tomatoey.
That's...
My bolognese, I put sun-dried tomatoes and bacon in my bolognese and bits of celery and carrot. They don't go in chilli.
Yeah, I mean, they could if you wanted.
Well, that's a bolognese.
Well...
The hell's wrong
add
with
some
you?
Some kidney beans.
I don't like kidney beans. I don't like.
Listen,
are you mad?
I'm sorry, but I'm still absolutely livid about the soap dispenser. Did you say I didn't even look at you then?
I know.
I can't even look at you.
Can I just say though, halfway through that, you literally just went, do you know what I find irritating about you? I was like, oh, hold on, on the beefs again. What section is this?
I've got loads. I tell you, I've got loads.
You know what's just popped into my head? Did you ever have this when you were younger?
What?
It's just popped in my head and I don't know why. Email in if you ever had this or tweet us. Birds custard with smashed up digestives in it.
I don't like custard.
Good chat.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Another one here. Hello, Rosie and Chris. My boyfriend and I love this podcast. You guys are hilarious and we love you loads. Kiss, kiss.
That's very nice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I probably shouldn't read all of them out, but it's always just
like
nice.
A little one now and then.
It's nice,
it's
isn't
just
it?
Nice.
Thanks, guys. Okay, here's the question. Who is the little spoon and who is the big spoon?
Ooh.
In our relationship, I'm guessing. You can love this. After I took a survey,
Jesus,
it was clearly evident that people enjoy being the little spoon.
Oh yeah, it's the poor position, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you guys rotate being spoons during the night? What, sorry,
Jesus
what?
Jesus Christ. When did you two meet? Yesterday?
We are married. We are married for 5 years. No, we do not rotate being spoons in the middle of the night.
Who wrote this? A Disney princess?
God knows. Moreover, how often do you guys shave your pubes? What?
Sorry?
What just happened?
Where did you skip a line?
No, I got these earlier on in a really tired state and I forgot that was at the bottom. That's another part of the question. These questions are nuts.
That came from nowhere.
Oh, mate.
That was crazy.
The questions are beautiful.
It's like a slap in the face. The spooning. It's...
When was the last time we spooned?
God, I can't remember. I do like a little spoon now. I think, no, we did. Recently, we did the other night, actually. Yeah,
did we?
Yeah, not that long ago. It's before Robin comes in our bed, we'll have a little spoon. But I'm always big spoon now. But I do enjoy it. I miss being a little spoon. You used to be big spoon when you're putting the effort.
Did
in.
I?
Yeah. I think it was before I smashed all those soap dispensers.
Was that just when I was pregnant? I had to lie on one side.
No, because I wouldn't have been able to get spooned by. Would it? It would have been like you were strangling us. You wouldn't be able to get you anywhere near us with your big pregnant heff in the way. Oh, Tom Norton.
Oh, I can't believe you just called us a big pregnant heff.
No, I called your stomach a big pregnant heff because our son was a giant.
My buddy.
Our son was a giant.
He really was. We didn't touch each other during pregnancy at all, did we?
Bloody couldn't. There was a planet in the way.
Literally.
The gravity was pulling us towards, but I had to keep outrunning it.
I watched a programme, Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, Obsessed.
God.
I will be saying a lot of American rap, like gangster words, do you know
Wonderful.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Recently. Great. I will be.
Yeah.
Because I love it. One of them was having a baby. Yeah. She was in labour. And she was like hugging her husband. And I was like, that's nice. They could just touch each other.
Aye.
We couldn't get that close, could they? Because I was massive. They were quite close to each other. Anyway, I didn't mean like hugging. I couldn't believe that they were hugging.
Oh, right,
I just couldn't believe that they were close enough.
No, but during labour, you was hugging her?
Yeah.
What, you would have choked us out? You would have killed me?
Yeah, true.
I wasn't allowed anywhere near you.
Mm.
I was outside in the corridor crying, phoning my mum.
True story.
True story, bro.
How often do you guys shave your pubes?
I mean... When I notice that it's a friggin' disaster down there, when I notice like I look like I've been doing one of them slip and slides from America, but naked on a barbershop floor.
But you don't shave your pubes. I can't stand it when men shave the pubes.
I don't shave them off, but I'll have a trim. I'll look
oh,
after
yeah,
what's
trimmage.
Going on.
Definitely trimmage. But
yeah.
Have you ever seen a man with shaven pubes?
Yes.
It's awful. It's an awful thing to behold. I really think it's horrible. I'm sorry. I think it's awful.
Earthworm Jim.
it's really horrible. It's spiky and disgusting.
Yeah, like a little chicken.
Yeah, like don't do chicken, it. Like nobody likes breast. It. No one. I don't think I know any women who like shaving pubes on a man.
Yeah.
Let's do a poll when we're at work.
Oh, God. Everyone, yeah, do it in your office. Don't use the office printer. You might get sacked.
Maybe it's just, I don't think I do.
Why did you just drop, is it a lady or a man who's just dropped that question from nowhere? Also, how often do you shave your pubes? There's got to be more to that.
No, I swear.
I'm saying, sorry, not written down, but there's got to be like, I'll ask them this, and by the way, you never shave it. And so I'm going to ask them how often they do it.
Maybe that is. Maybe
because you bloody, you look like you're getting a, you look like you're bloody riding on bloody Shaft's shoulders.
So glad you got there in the end.
Couldn't speak.
Oh, sorry, that was from Laura. She's put it at the end, but I haven't put it on properly. Sorry.
Laura. Thanks for your very weird questions, Laura. Mm-hmm. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. All right, here's a question. Dear Rosie and Chris, I have received an unexpected invitation to a surprise 40th birthday party next year. The person in question is a mum from my son's primary school. My son is about to go into year 10 at secondary school, so it's been a while since I have caught up with her. I'm friends on Facebook with her, but apart from a few mum nights out over the years, I wouldn't say I know her that well. I've looked on the invitation list, and there are quite a few mums from my son's old class on there, so I will know quite a few people. But my question is, should I accept the invitation and go, or should I turn it down? I would hate her to think, why did she get an invite? Many thanks.
Right. What do you think?
Do not go.
Yeah?
Don't go. You haven't seen her for years. You're not that good a friend. She is going to look at you and go, why are you here?
I think she's just trying to make up the numbers.
Her partner has organised this 40th birthday party. He's just making up the numbers.
Oh, okay.
You're a number.
Can I just say as well, you definitely shouldn't go for a different reason. A 40th birthday party, a 40th surprise party, next year...
Oh, yeah.
How long is everyone going to have to keep this secret for?
Oh, Christ.
I'm not having the burden of that.
Yeah, next year.
Next year. It's a good job you don't friggin' see them because you're going to drop that in.
Oh, my gosh.
A year.
This person's terrified no one's going to turn up.
Yeah, they're making up the numbers. You're the third sweep of people. They booked the room. They booked the room and held 100. They had 20. They went, we'll go deeper into the Facebook list. Oh, God, we're on 15. Right, deeper again into the Facebook list.
Get the bins report out. Right?
It's going to be Where's you, the milkman, yearbook? The bin man. A taxi that got in once. Jesus.
Just as long as she knows that she's going somewhere nice and she can dress, because I'm already worried for her. Do you know what I mean? Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. I'd like to interject with the questions this week. Because I've got your homework from last week.
What do you mean?
You, as listeners of last week's show remember, you know no words, no phrases, no idioms. You don't understand any idioms at all. Bird in the hand, word two in the bush.
I did one today.
Did you?
I put one on my Instagram today.
What was it?
I said, I'm so hungry, my stomach thinks my throat's been cut.
Right.
That's one.
It's a kind of a phrase. It's kind of not like an idiom kind of thing.
What?
It didn't write. Okay, so famously last week, Rosie, a while ago, I said a bird in the hand's worth two in the bush, and Rosie didn't know what the hell was going on. So I've got a little list of them for you, and I just want to test you on them, if that's all right.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and see if you know them.
I thought you were going to do the, like, this is your life moment when you were starting them. Anyway, no, right.
Robin isn't really sick, he's just doing a surprise party for you.
Shit!
Okay, first one. A stitch in time saves nine. What does that mean?
I've heard this. This is on musicals.
This is on musicals!
This is in a musical, isn't it? A stitch in time saves nine.
Right.
Is it about cats?
How the fuck?
Like nine lives.
Shut the fuck. Are you serious? Are you serious here?
Are you serious?
Why would it be about cats?
Nine lives? Oh, Chris, I really don't know. A stitch in time. Cross stitch.
A stitch in time saves nine.
Saves. So do something first and it'll save your time. 9 hours. I don't know. What does it mean?
You give in.
Yes, I give in.
That was close. I'll give you half a point on
there,
right? A stitch in time saves nine. So it basically means sort it out now. The analogy they're using is ripping some clothes. One stitch. Quickly do the one stitch now, or if you leave it, you're going to have to do nine later, because the problem would be worse.
That's stupid. That's ridiculous.
Right, well, it's definitely not about cats. Next one.
Yeah.
One swallow doesn't make a summer.
It doesn't. Tell you that from experience.
You don't swallow.
Maybe I used to. Before I was married. Right, tell us again.
One swallow doesn't make a summer.
One swallow. Birds.
Right, yeah, that's right. So what you're doing is you're coming down on the literal of what it says there. It doesn't mean that this, an idiom is, it's one thing as an example that, right, of a larger thing.
Right then. Well, don't give boys blowjobs who you've just met on the beach, right, in Ibiza.
No, it's nothing to do with swallow. Swallow meaning the bird. But I mean, what you just said is cracking advice as well, everyone.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
You'll get thrush.
Good. Of the voice. Thrush is also a bird. I'm getting a nosebleed. One swallow doesn't make a summer.
I don't know.
Right. It basically means just because one little good thing has happened, it's not all plain sailing from here on out.
But why are they so depressing?
Right. Because it's worrying, right? You must know this one. Number three, right?
Yeah.
Dime a dozen. Something's a dime a dozen.
Well, I know it means good. Like, he's a dime a dozen.
That doesn't mean good. It literally means the opposite of good.
I know. What do you mean?
Who have you been telling that they're a dime a dozen and have the sport to you since you said it?
Is that not good?
Telling someone they're a dime a dozen is a proper massive insult.
No, shut up.
Yeah, because it just, if something's a dime a dozen, it's, you know.
Am I thinking of like diamond geezer or something?
Probably, yeah.
So
I mean,
dime
at this
a dozen
stage,
mean?
I don't know what you're thinking. So if something's a dime a dozen, you say, oh, bloody hell, they're a dime a dozen then. So literally, I could say, you could go, Chris.
Oh, so like it's cheap.
Yeah, Chris, you've brought me stupid baby shark dispenser. I go, they're a dime a dozen.
Oh, shit.
Just been telling people they're a dime a dozen. It's like if you say it to someone, you're
a
dime a
maybe
dozen.
It's because you're saying them, like, because I'm just hearing them like this.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So here's one. This should work,
really?
Actually. Yes, another one. Don't beat around the bush.
Well, that's just come out and say it.
There we go.
I know
Bang.
That one.
You got one. Excellent. That
Thank
is
God.
One. That is one out of four so far.
Right.
Very well
How
done.
How many more you got?
I've got six more.
No, you haven't. I'm not doing six more.
No, you are.
We've got to do the rest of
them. Hey, we'll get to them. We'll not beat around the bush. We'll get them. Birds of a feather flock together.
Good pals stay together. I've never heard that one. I'd at least heard some of the other ones. I've never heard.
You've
what
never,
is it? Birds of a feather flock together.
Yeah, birds of a feather flock together.
Just birds stick like friends forever. Stick together. Tell us.
Birds of a feather flock together. All similar, so like similar people will all knock around together. Is the kind of thing.
Right. Well, yeah. Okay.
Nothing
like
to do with
I
friends.
Said.
Yeah, but you know, similar. Similar people, similar things will all be found.
Right,
together.
Lovely. Probably people who enjoy saying stupid shit like this.
Hey, don't put all your eggs in one basket.
I do know that.
Right.
Right, well, let me just think how I can describe that. So, say... No, don't put all your eggs in one
don't
basket.
Don't look over at the eggs. They won't help you.
I know what this means. It's like, don't put everything that you want in there.
Yeah.
Don't. It's just a saying
I
know.
Yeah.
And you know I know what that means.
You know what it is? I do know what you mean. I know exactly that you know that one. So that's
I do
fine.
Know
that's
that
two,
one.
Two so far.
Thank
right.
you.
Okay. Kill two birds with one stone.
I do know that. Like.
Listen to a little panic breathing.
Kill two birds with one stone. Like, if I'm going to the shops and I know my mum's at the shop, then I can take something for her that I was going to see later on. I'm going to the shop at the same time.
Bang.
Yes.
That's it. Smashed it. That's amazing. Yeah. Oh, she's trying to do the Ali G thing with her finger, but it's not making any noise.
Okay, come on. 3 out of 10.
Okay. This is a tricky one.
You're all about birds.
Well, next one's not. You can catch more flies with honey than you can with vinegar.
Oh, because sweet and sour, because you got to be nice.
Bang.
Instead of being a dick.
Lovely, lovely. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
I've heard that before.
You've been sitting at a taxi driver's. You've been, hey, you know what you are, mate? You're a bloody horse to water, you are.
What does it mean?
You don't know what it means.
Well, just you can't make someone do something. You can tell them what to do, but you can't make them do it.
Basically,
Oh, God, I'm good.
Very good.
Good. Yeah. See? Well done. You're good at it, aren't you?
Well done.
You didn't think I'd get these.
I'm buzzing. I'm dead proud of you, darling.
Thank you.
You can't make an omelette without breaking some eggs.
Well, you can't.
Yeah, but what does it mean?
You physically cannot make an omelette
unless you break the eggs. Yeah, but what's the meaning of it?
You can't do something unless you hurt someone. I'm sorry. These are ridiculous. I got a B in English literature.
Right, yeah. Well, I'm going to contact them, right? And I want that revoked because that is... No, you got them, yeah. Yeah, that one. You've got to get down and dirty to get something done. Yeah.
Thank you for wasting 15 minutes.
That wasn't a waste. That's good. That was amazing. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Do you want to hear? It's a bit rude.
Oh, warning, guys. Warning. Yeah, these are the ones that everyone loves, man. Toenail killers
well,
and all that.
If you don't like it, fast forward. If you don't like
this
kind of
stuff. You listen to it now. You listen to it and you put up with this. And if you're on the tube or whatever, I want you to look at the people who are next to you and know that they don't know whatever filth you're hearing and you're fine.
I mean, there's a parental guidance on this for a reason.
Jesus, how bad is this?
Okay. Hi, Chris and Rosie. A few years ago, some mates and I were watching some TV show about sex as a laugh.
Christ.
All right. A couple on the programme were talking with a sex therapist and the guy casually mentioned that they double dip when they're having sex.
Oh, I don't like where this is going.
Well, this has come about from we were talking about double dipping last week, weren't we? So we've kind of brought this on ourselves.
What a buffet, though. I don't even know if I want to know.
The therapist questioned what he meant by double dipping. He then explained that during sex, they move between vaginal sex to anal sex, then back to vaginal again.
The therapist
was absolutely horrified and explained how doing so could cause big issues as fecal particles could be transferred to the vagina.
Oh, God.
Now, anytime anyone mentions double dipping with crisps and dips, I always remember that programme. And now, so will you. Other than porn stars, who is double dipping during sex?
I mean, for me, like, as someone who doesn't practice anal sex very often.
Very often?
Like, it's not
Excuse
a thing
me?
We do.
But are what you I'm having is, anal sex with somebody else?
Just myself sometimes in the bath.
Imagine if you were
is,
cheating on me with someone, but just for anal sex. I am your wife. You have more respect when you're talking to me about anal sex, all right? On this public forum podcast with 4 million people who've listened, all right?
Oh, yeah, we hit 4 million listens, by the way. Off the back of that anal sex chat, 4 million listens. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Hi, both. Hope you've had a great week.
We have, thank you.
Well, it's been all right. Robin's poorly, but whatever.
Although we're recording this on Tuesday night. And this goes out on Friday, so I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah, me too. So, but thank you for asking. It's really lovely of you. We don't mean to be so passive aggressive. I'm just really tired and I'm starving.
I'm starving too. I'm going to have a beer after this.
Me.
So, I have a shower every morning for speed and convenience, but I also love a long hot bath with a wine after work sometimes.
Nice.
I often use this time to catch up with your podcast, which got me thinking.
Wonderful.
My first question is, if you had to choose one or the other forever, bath or a shower, what would it be and why?
Oh, that's a good question.
Mine would be shower.
Yeah.
Let's be realistic. Mm. Come on. Baths are, I love a bath.
Yeah.
But they're a pain in the arse.
Yeah, but you imagine how much you would miss it. Imagine if you made that choice now and 10 years down the line, someone was like, I love a bath, you know, and you were like,
no,
I'm not allowed them.
No, I'm sorry. I can actually say that I would rather have a shower. I lived, when I worked at Pontins, I didn't have a shower. We had a bath. We had to buy one of them things that you plug onto the tap.
Oh, yes.
But it was horrible.
A shaft.
Is that what they're called?
No, that's what I've named them. My mate had one. My mate Benny Boot, when I first did stand-up, I went and stayed at his house in London, and it was a shaft.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, you've got a shaft. Like, yeah, the tube that goes up the bath.
Horrible.
And you've got to sit in the bath.
You've got to sit in a cold bath with nothing in.
It's the worst.
And then there was sometimes when I was like, I can't use the shop.
Yeah.
Right? I was like, I'm going to have to just have a really quick dip. Yeah. So it would be about 3 inches big. and it would be freezing cold. So no, showers forever.
Like, do you know what it feels like when you have to do that? When someone's got, it's when places have got the shower, but the attachment, it's just on the bath, like mm-hmm. a phone. Mm-hmm. Like we've got it, but there's no thing on the wall.
Yeah.
Like you feel like, you know when there's been an oil spill and they're getting the seagulls and they're cleaning them? It feels like that. It feels like someone's like rescued you and then you're just there just showering yourself in the bath going, will it be all right?
Well, I used to do it to Robin when he had a, this isn't going to work with wipes too.
Oh God, when he had
just
one
had
of them,
put
a disaster.
Stick them in there. Yeah.
God.
Secondly, there's another question here.
Great.
After my bath, I always have a quick tepid shower to rinse off and wash my hair and face.
Who is this person?
I'm thinking maybe I'm a bit odd. Do you or other listeners do this too? Thanks, that's from Jen.
How dirty are you when you get in this bath that you need to get out of your disgusting, rancid bath water and shower yourself with clean water? What are you, a car? What is this?
Oh, says the man who has to have a shower every time he has a poo.
Yeah, because it's just, paper doesn't do the job. I'm sorry, if you had shit anywhere on your body and you would not wipe it. If I rubbed a bit of human
all
shit
right,
on your
I
face now,
it, yes.
I wouldn't wipe it off
I get
the paper.
It.
So I win.
But I've also seen you, I'm just going to have a dig at you here.
Yeah,
I've seen
great.
You getting washed in the shower.
Yeah.
It's, you lather up so much
yeah,
with
yeah.
the little like sponge thing
yeah.
and you just get every inch of your body.
It's called having a wash, you filth bag. Huh? You just described, you know what the weird thing with you is when you're in the shower, you clean every inch of you. You weirdo. It's called having a shower. What are you doing like?
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for this week's celebrity question.
Celebrity question.
Question this week from comedian and handsome chap, Ed Gamble.
Yes, he's got a lovely accent.
Hello, Chris and Rosie. Ed Gamble here, and here is my question for you. If you did a DNA test and discovered that you were second cousins, would you get a divorce? Not first cousins, second cousins. Would you get a divorce? Great question from me. Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Great question from me. Very good question.
That's a good question. We haven't checked that, to be fair. That might be a thing.
We are definitely not related, Chris. I assure you. We're definitely not related, and our child looks nothing like you. To the point where I'm like, have I secretly cheated on you? And I don't even know because he doesn't look anything like you.
Oh
no, I know, but you know, honestly, it's gone through my mind. I'm like,
wow,
what have I been? Wow. You know,
God, it's been a fun podcast for me. This.
It's been very grim. Sorry, that was an awful bit. Would we get divorced?
Would we get divorced? Second cousins. So that is.
I'm
is
gonna.
A second cousin?
Yes.
I don't think we would.
Do you not?
Nah, son's fine. Nothing's happened. Everything's good. Nothing's changed. Just a bit of paper. Couple of people you knew got a bit too frisky. That's fine. What is second cousins?
So second cousins is like cousin's child, I think.
Nah, it's fine. Cousins are. I don't.
Really I
see,
really
I don't really see my family.
See, that's why it
I don't
freaks
see
me
my
out.
Family that much. So it doesn't bother me. You
right,
might as
okay.
well be bloody related to someone down the street.
Well, you see my family quite a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think of someone who would be a good example. Say my full cousins. It'd have to be Nina's, one of Nina's children.
Yeah.
Would you?
If you found out that, I don't understand the question. What do you mean, one of Nina's? What do you mean?
Because she's my cousin.
Right. But you, it turned out that you.
Oh, it'd have to be me, wouldn't it?
No, I'd have to be her child.
I've got
if I found out that Nina was my mum.
No, I was just trying to do it as an example.
Right.
Of who
Ed Gamble, what you've done here is you've given her a question and you've confused her because we don't know what second cousins mean. And I'm going to say, mate, I'm going to tell you right now, right? I've met divorced people. I've seen the dating world out there. If I found out it was a fucking brother, I wouldn't get divorced because I can't be arsed. Bye.
I agree profusely. Babadoo, 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 ba. And that's it. Another episode done. Thank you again so, so much from the bottom of our hearts for listening. Week in, week out, we really, really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys. That was really good fun. We hope you enjoyed it also. So remember, don't double dip. Put a shelf up and have a look at family trees. You know what the hell's going on. If you want to get in touch, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Please rate, please like, please subscribe and all of that shit that people say at the end of podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Robin hasn't been sick, so that's good.
That is a win for us.
Yay.
Bye.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.